Welcome to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on News Talk 560 KLVI. Dr. Levine is a doctor of internal medicine and is ready to take your calls at 896-KLVI or 800-330-KLVI. You can listen to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on the air, online at KLVI.com, or on your phone with the free iHeartRadio app. Now, here's Dr. Levine.
Good morning. I always say I like to listen to the music before it comes on. They play such wonderful music in the intro. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. This is another week of Dr. Levine's Medical Hour, and this is Dr. Jepara Levine. You can always call in. This is a guest-driven show. As Dr. Levine likes to say, all copays are waived. The sooner you call in, the better. We can provide you with information and be able to listen to whatever questions you may have. And we are open and ready to listen to anything we can help you with during this hour of the show. You know, as we stated earlier, it is Valentine's Day, and I would like to take a moment to say happy Valentine's to everyone listening here on KLVI and over the iHeartRadio app. Please take some time to do something with the one you love. For yourself also, do something that you may love. And also understand, too, that this is All-Star Weekend, all you fans and sports fanatics out there. And it's also the beginning of Mardi Gras. So all of my Louisiana folks who, you know, live and thrive in Beaumont, Texas, and in the surrounding areas, it is the start of ball season, the start of all the parades. So we'd like to wish everyone a happy Mardi Gras. As well, as previously stated on some of the previous shows, Dr. Levine and I are trying to do something a little different here on Saturday mornings. I will be here once a month to answer any foot or ankle questions you may or have. I have an office here in the Beaumont area, born and raised, as well as with Dr. Levine. We're born and raised here, and we enjoy coming on the radio and any form of media, and sharing information with you. We like to stay abreast of all the information out there, stay with what's current. We always like to read, find out what's available. So obviously we can be a blessing to our patients and to the community. With that being said, I am a foot and ankle specialist or podiatrist here in the local Beaumont area. We have our office on the campus of Baptist Hospital, 3070 College, and we do take same-day appointments. I like to pride myself on being able to get patients in as soon as they have an issue. You can reach us at 409-833-FOOT. That's 3668, and that's, once again, 833-FOOT. We would like to see you if you have any concerns, and like I stated, if you have any questions or concerns, please call in. We can sit and talk and chat. I definitely love to chat with my patients, probably a little longer than I need to, but it gives me an opportunity to find out about them and their social status and everything that can also affect them medically, which definitely, you know, the one they play both hand in hand. So we like to also, I don't know if you people are moviegoers, you know, you almost can't turn on the radio or the TV without seeing 50 Shades of Grey. So I think it did open yesterday, and I didn't even know they had books out. Three books I was informed of, and I know that there will be a lot of moviegoers who are movie buffs going out to see that show and that movie, and please enjoy yourself. You know, and although it's Valentine's Day, both Dr. Levine and I like to make sure that you're heart conscious, you're healthy, you're eating the foods that are medicinal, which food is medicinal. And if you take a moment, as he always likes to say, take a moment, get up, walk, get out, and get moving. My drive in here this morning, it was definitely very foggy, so please be careful. And that should obviously clear up throughout the day. You know, with that being said, we always want to make sure that, as well as Dr. Levine likes to bring in the moniker of knowing your numbers. And the numbers he always likes to talk about are obviously your hemoglobin A1C. I always like to ask my patients about that value because it allows me to know what your blood sugars are over the span of a 3-month period. A lot of my patients may not know they have insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes, and that's one good way that we can obviously draw blood, you can get in value, and then you can begin treatment if necessary. Dr. Levine always likes to express about knowing your blood pressure, you know, the systolic over diastolic, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. But, you know, your blood pressure, we'd like to keep it in a range, and it can always cause problems in the event that that range is not met, heart attacks and strokes, things that we definitely like to prevent. Family members, I'm sure you've known someone who may have had a heart attack or stroke, and it's not a pleasant experience. In addition, moving on, the BMI, weight, keeping your weight down is going to be very beneficial to not only the longevity of your life, but the health overall. I always tell my patients, you can either pay for it now or you can pay for it later. And that's in the form of your diet and level of exercise. You know, if you don't, if you invest the amount of time in keeping yourself healthy, and that's one thing I want to impress upon this Valentine's Day, do something to invest in yourself as well. Keeping yourself healthy, that's an investment that will carry for many, many, many months and years, not only for yourself, but for your family, and be around for them and be healthy. The last number would be your cholesterol. Dr. Levine likes to express importance of cholesterol numbers and keeping them within a healthy range. And we just want to take the time to make sure that we reiterate that. And we know that Dr. Levine is spending some time with his loved ones, his wife, Miss Charlotte, and we want to wish them and take a moment to wish them a happy Valentine's Day as well. So I know that I had an opportunity to listen to Dr. Levine's show last week, and a lot of some of the topic that he discussed was standing and getting around and getting moving. And as in true fashion and consistent with his show last week, I'm actually going to also stand and do this week's show. The difference is I'm actually going to be standing in 5-inch heels. It is Valentine's Day, and I like to look nice. And a lot of my patients who know me, they come in, and I'm wearing heels, and they fuss at me. And I always tell them, hey, something happens to my foot or ankle, I know what to do. So just know that we like to get up and get moving, and I will be standing this entire show to move around and stay motivated and active and engaged. And we would like to express that, obviously, you can do the same. I don't know if you all have seen some of the actual desks now that you can purchase that have that go over a treadmill. And you can actually put your computer and all your desk work over that. And it just keeps you moving throughout the day, keeps that heart rate pumping, getting your cardio in. And, you know, 20 minutes, I say, per day. I know Dr. Levine likes to stress 30 to 40, and that's perfectly fine. The longer, the better. You know, on my end, it's like if you're going to go out and do that type of activity, please, please, please wear the appropriate gear and invest in a good pair of shoes. Please do, because then you'll be coming in to see me. But as in true fashion today, it is Valentine's Day. And in light of Valentine's Day, I just want to take an opportunity to spend this time to talk about the heart. And, you know, the heart is something that is very, very, very important. The cardiovascular system is very important in what it is that you all do, what it is that I do as well. And, you know, for all my Spanish-speaking patients, we call the corazón. And we'd like to definitely take a moment to express and go over the anatomy of the heart, why it's important to, you know, keep it healthy. It is the center and one of the main components in getting around, moving around, staying heart healthy. And the cardiovascular disease is a big topic, especially right now, and has been because of, especially in this area where, as I always state, the lack of diet and exercise really affects a lot of us here in Southeast Texas. Even getting around in the sidewalks that they have here in the community, which we definitely don't have a lot of, and definitely getting around and moving will be healthy. And, you know, even getting your families, you know, to go out and walk with you. You know, impressing upon your kids, hey, let's go for a walk after dinner. It begins new the way you and your family do things, and it also impresses upon them that they may need to also get involved and become active in PE and class. But with that, we're going to go ahead and talk about the heart this hour, and just know that that also sheds some light on the numbers of blood pressure. And as stated before, you know, blood pressure, the numbers that you get when you take your blood pressure, one or the top number is going to be systole. And systole stands for when the heart contracts. The heart is a muscle, and it's made up of those particular types of fibers. And so when the systole, when you hear that doot-doot, the first doot is a systole, and that's when the heart contracts, versus the diastole, or some people say diastole, depends on what part of the country you're in, then the heart relaxes. And so know that when the upper part of your heart is very thin, that muscle there is very, very, very thin. And that's to allow for the filling of blood into the actual area. That upper part of your heart is called the atria. And then as the blood goes through the heart, then it goes and pumps through what's called the ventricles. And that particular muscle is very thick. And that's in order to provide for the blood to actually force itself or be pushed through the body. So those two different types of chambers have different components and different mechanisms. Now, although the part of the heart is can be divided in upper and lower, the part can also be divided in both right and left. The right part of your heart, that is actually what receives the blood from your body. And we'll go into that a little bit later. But when you receive the blood from the part of the body, you actually receive it from its return. And then as it goes through the right part, then it goes to what's called the right ventricle. In that ventricle, then it pumps the actual blood to the lungs. And I always like to express to my patients that the blood is like a van or a car. It actually is responsibility to transport all kinds of wonderful and great things to the other part of the body and maintain its health. And you also understand that when it goes to the lungs, or what's called through the pulmonary artery, then the blood becomes oxygenated. And oxygenated just means that now it has a free and clear channel to carry oxygen to all the other parts of your body. Once that left atrium receives the blood, okay, it passes through what's called a mitral valve. And that's just a valve in the heart that is between the upper part and the lower part. And then it pumps that oxygenated blood through the rest of the body. That way it can get all its nutrients, all its blood flow, and maintain a healthy status. I always like to tell my patients that, you know, there's ways that we can measure these things in the office. That's why we take blood pressure. That's why we ask you questions about your symptoms and things that you may experience. You know, specifically in my office, I always ask about being able to walk a particular amount of time and having your legs hurt or the calf muscle hurts. And I know that we've touched base on that when I've been here before, is that that heart pumps blood to every muscle. And when that muscle moves and contracts, it needs blood. Otherwise, the muscle is going to be like, wait, like what's going on? So you have to understand that the muscle requires that blood and that oxygen in order to stay healthy, in order to function appropriately. And when the muscle does not get that, it begins to hurt. It begins to ache. And so a lot of times I'll ask my patients, how far can you walk without having pain in your actual calf muscle? A lot of times they'll tell me, well, I can walk to the end of this parking lot. Or sometimes they can't walk out the door. And at the when you come in and say things like that, then I have to then assess, okay, well, are we getting enough blood flow to those areas? And if we aren't, then we obviously need to do something about it. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break, producer. We're going to pay the bills as always. This is the Dr. Levine Medical Hour, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on News Talk 560 KLVI. To join the conversation, call 896-KLVI or 800-330-KLVI.
Good morning and welcome back to KLVI. This is the Dr. Levine Medical Hour. And this is Dr. Japara Levine coming live to you from the studios in Beaumont, Texas. As always, this is a patient-generated show. Please feel free to give us a call and call in, and we'll be able to sit here and talk and chat about any questions or concerns that you may have. I know a lot of times Dr. Levine likes to talk about waiving the copays, and as I've stated previously, during this time of the year, it's about the deductibles. So a lot of patients come in and they have these huge deductibles. So I know that this is one of the slower times in the office for a lot of physicians. However, please call in if you have any friends who have issues or any of your family members. Please don't hesitate to call in. And I know that Dr. Levine likes to listen when I'm on the air. And a lot of times he'll take notes and come in and may address some of the questions that you may have at a later time. So please feel free to give us a call in. It's 896-KLVI. On this Valentine's Day, we are actually talking about the heart. And in true fashion, as Dr. Levine liked to stand on the last show that he had, he definitely expressed his concerns and went and explained to all the listeners that it is important to get around and get moving. So in that, I'm going to actually stand the entire hour as well. And we'll get all your questions answered if you call in. And go back to the topic at heart today, which is actually going to be the cardiovascular system. So I just wanted to touch base and continue with the topic as far as knowing that it's important to keep your heart very healthy. We talked a little bit about the anatomy, because understand that the heart is a muscle. And that muscle can, if you work it a lot, it stays one way, versus if you don't work it, it goes into another. You know, the body is an adaptive process. So we talked about how the blood flows through the actual heart, and that the atria, or the top part of the heart, is actually the part that fills, or that doop-doop that you hear when your physician takes your blood pressure, or when you go and you have your blood pressure taken on one of the machines in the actual grocery stores. But that is an indication of the actual heart, of that muscle filling with blood. And then the second sound you hear is the heart actually pushing the blood out to the rest of the body. And understand that some patients have abnormalities with that, and you actually want to know about those types of things, because if you're not getting the blood flow you need, then it causes a whole host of issues. We did touch base on one of the issues that were caused, and that was actually a lack of blood flow, and we're going to talk some about that as well. But I did discuss that some of my patients walk in and they have what's called intermittent claudication. And all that is a fancy word for, look, I walk, my muscles are hurting, and they're hurting because they're not getting the blood flow and the oxygen that they need. As stated, the blood is like a car. It brings all those good things that we need to all the structures in our body. And when something is impaired in that process, the body begins to go through a destructive process. So as the blood is pushed out through the heart, and as we stated, it goes to all the other areas in the body. There's two systems that are responsible following that, which I've talked about on the show previously, and those are going to be your arteries. And both arteries and veins are like tubes, okay? Almost like wires. They have a hollow center, okay? And they're going to be open. And those arteries are responsible for bringing blood flow from your heart to the areas of your body, okay? Now, once it gets to those areas, then it goes through actually those tissues and those organs. And then the tubes that bring the blood back to the heart are going to be called veins. And so understand, when a patient comes into my office, we attempt to try to differentiate, where is your system lie? Where is your problem lie? Is it going to be in the arterial system, or is it going to be in the venous system? And so we do things in the office to differentiate that. I can tell you, the biggest thing I do is take a pulse. I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing that I do in my office. And a lot of times, just feeling and taking a pulse, which at least in my practice, there are two in the actual foot and ankle. And if I can't feel them, then I have to go and get a machine. And when that machine, when I bring it into the room, you have to understand, I'm going to actually desire to hear the same sounds that you hear with your heartbeat. I want to hear that in the foot and ankle. So that doop-doop that you hear, I want to be able to hear the same thing when I listen to that heartbeat or that heart flow in the actual arterial system in your body. Now, also, I can actually hear the same thing in your venous system as well. And so I always tell the patient, you want to listen for that. If you've heard your heartbeat, it should sound exactly the same way when I hear your blood flow in the actual lower extremity. Now, one thing I also look for is, if it's there, is it a monophasic? And it sounds like a whoosh instead of a lub-dub, okay? And if it sounds that way, then I need to send you to see a vascular specialist or the cardiologist here, because there is some breakdown that's occurred that's not allowing the blood flow to get to the structures there. Sometimes it can be what's called biphasic or triphasic, and triphasic is always what we desire to have, because then it sounds exactly like what your heartbeat sounds like in your heart. And so understand, when you come in, we try to differentiate which system is actually affected, arterial or venous. When we listen to the Doppler, or what I have in my office is a handheld Doppler, in the event that you don't have a problem, then I'm like, well, we can document that. Then we start to differentiate. If you do have a problem, we need to get you sent to the doctor and get you evaluated by a specialist. Now, when you go to this particular specialist, they'll do a complete workup of the typically of the body from head to toe. They'll look at your heart. They'll look at all the blood flow to the other organs in your body, as well as to the lower extremity. And then they'll make a decision or determination, hey, you do have blood flow or you don't. And in the event you don't have blood flow, what will happen is they can do what's called an angioplasty, okay? The angioplasty is something that allows actually the opening of these vessels, which are the arterial system. Sometimes they can actually do a stent, which is actually like a small cage or a piece of metal that's placed into the actual arterial system and essentially holds those arteries open, especially if you have what's called a blockage. Now, blockage can occur from all sorts of different things, okay? A lot of times, especially when Dr. Levine talks about cholesterol, you can actually build up this breakdown of this product or this particular substance in the actual arterial system. And so what happens is where the tube should be one size, that actual substance blocks that area. And so then what happens is that you're actually not working with, so to speak, a full deck, okay? So then that area, which should be 100% open, is only maybe 50 to 75%. And that's also something that the cardiologist or the vascular doctor will discuss with you. This is where you are. This is how much of the area that you have in the actual arterial system. And if you're in within a certain area, typically greater than 75%, you should be fine. If you're not, then you start talking about doing some sort of invasive procedures. Now, the last thing they can obviously do is do what's called a bypass. And all that is if you have a blockage, okay, and they can't get it open doing any of those other things, then what they will do is they will find one of those tubes that we discussed, either a vein, more than likely, from another part of your body, and they will then bypass that actual blockage, almost like a loop, okay? So then what will happen is then that blood flow will then go in that area, they sew it in, and then it loops around, and then it goes to the area that needs the blood supply. And so understand that these are things we see every day in our office. I see them more often than not. And so in the event that any areas are hurting, and I always ask my patients, what sort of hurt do you have? Does it feel like a throb? Does it feel like an ache? And those are typically symptoms or signs of like a blood flow, a dullar ache, some sort of musculoskeletal issue, for example, bone or joint. And so we will try to differentiate that when you come into the office. And going to the venous system, that's actually the tubes that bring the blood or the fluid that's accumulated from the waste in your body back to the heart. There's also a lymphatic system, okay? So when the venous system brings that fluid back to the heart, you have to understand that in the veins, there are what call valves, okay? That substance or that fluid is actually fighting gravity to get back up to your heart. So it's not like, okay, it goes straight up. Just like what goes up must come down, the same thing is actually acting on the fluid in your system. So in order to actually get that fluid back up to the heart, what will happen is there'll be an amount of fluid that goes up into the vein. There's a door that closes, and then it keeps that actual fluid into that chamber. And then what happens is then another chamber opens, and then that fluid actually goes into further up, back to the heart. And so understand that a lot of times when patients have venous issues, sometimes it's because the valves have just, I mean, over the time of your lifespan, some of the valves are just, they've broken down. Now, understand that when that may happen, and a lot of times, and I know Dr. Levine touched on this last week, is that you can get a lot of swelling in your legs. Oh, my God. We see so many patients with swelling in their legs. And that could be one or two things. It could be from you have high blood pressure. And some of the medications, even for high blood pressure, will cause you to have swelling in the legs. And I can tell you, I always ask my patients, like, Pumpkin, we can throw you on every single medication for high blood pressure. But it will not matter if you do not watch what's going in your mouth. And I ask the patient, what'd you eat for breakfast? What'd you eat for dinner last night? Well, I had a hamburger. I'm like, well, did you put mustard mayo? Uh-huh. Well, did you fry? Did you fry your patty? Uh-huh. Well, my goodness. So not only are you on a medication, but you're putting all of these things with high fat, high calorie content into your system, and it's causing you to retain fluid, okay? So understand, this fluid has to go somewhere. And a lot of times what will happen is that fluid will then go down to the feet and the legs, and it'll just chill out. Like, hey, we're here. We're going to set up shop, okay? And so understand that I can always tell when a patient comes in and they have a lot of swelling, or they have had a lot of swelling, because their legs and their ankles are typically darker. Fluid retention in the foot and ankle causes pigment. It causes the release of pigment in your skin. And so I can typically tell when a patient has swells very often without even asking them. And a lot of times I can take my finger and I can push into the skin, and that indention will stay there, okay, because of the fact that you're retaining so much fluid. It's mushy. And so when that delve stays there, that's what's called then edema, okay? We're going to go ahead and take a break, producers, and we'll be back shortly and pay the bills. And as always, we're open. They're tuning in to KLVI, and we'll be right back. Around the world. Oh. I always love the music here. And once again, this is Dr. Japara Levine, and we're coming here from live from KLVI in Beaumont, Texas. And this is a patient-driven show. We actually want, if you have any questions, concerns, please feel free to give us a call in. And I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners. You know, I can always tell when it's close to Valentine's Day, because I'm driving and there are all these vendors with the balloons and the flowers, and it's like, oh my God. But they're already out this morning, so if you're looking to get something for a loved one or a friend, they are available and ready to sell all the red and pink things of your heart's desire. So understand that it is Valentine's Day, and do something that you love, do something with someone you love, and do something actually for yourself to provide for a heart healthy lifestyle and environment for yourself. The topic of today's show is going to be the heart, because obviously it is Valentine's Day, and we've been discussing a lot of things that start at the heart and then go to other areas of the body, especially in my practice where I see mostly foot and ankle patients, because I am a podiatrist here in Beaumont. And we just want to, you know, continue the discussion and the conversation about what things as a result of issues that you do have in your heart can affect your actual body. Now, also, too, I want to continue to say I am standing the entire show based on Dr. Levine's show last week, so it is almost to that point. And understand, I do walk around a lot in my office. I do also walk around a lot in my heels, but understand, I do sit down on the stool when I come in. So I am going to stand in this entire hour. I think it's awesome to be able to do that, and I love to get around and get moving. And I know that, you know, as far as Dr. Levine is concerned, he likes to have us get up, get out, get moving, get around. And I definitely would have to agree with him in that regard. So some of the other things that we were discussing as far as a lack of blood flow to the area. And as I stated when before we went on a break, I can always tell when my patient's legs are swelling. Okay. So understand, when a patient has high blood pressure, okay, you have to understand when that heart, that muscle that has all these fibers in it that is attempting to push that blood flow to your body, if you have things that are causing you to have high blood pressure, then that means that muscle in that heart has to work even harder to get the blood that it needs. And it's pumping, and it's pumping, and it's pumping. And so understand, there will be times where there's just so much blood and fluid accumulated in your legs that it will begin to leak into the tissues. And a lot of times patients, they come in and they're like, oh my God, my legs are so swollen. They're hurting. Like, what can I do? And that's what I would like to touch on, is that we can throw all the medications at you. They have tons of them on the market. Yes, one of the side effects of them is that they do cause your legs to swell at sometimes, not all the time. But at the end of the day, even in the event we put you on medication, or Dr. Levine puts you on medication, or your healthcare professional puts you on medication, please understand that the foods that you're eating are medicinal, especially if you have a sedentary lifestyle. Get up and get around. Every time you walk, every time you move, that muscle is pumping and moving and grooving. And so understand, as that those muscles pump and groove and keep you moving, it causes the blood flow to then, or the fluid to go then back up to the heart, and what we previously discussed through the valves, okay? So when you have a sedentary lifestyle and you're eating the fried and more fried foods, as I always like to say, you're putting your body in a state of consistent swelling, consistent pressure. And at the end of the day, as I say, you're either going to pay for it now or later. And your body, going through a lifestyle of this, it develops changes. And you want to be there for yourself, and you want to be healthy to be able to get around. And it starts today, okay? So with that, when I stick my finger and take the blood pressure, or I take your pulse, and what happens if that delve still stays in the skin, that's fluid. It's sitting right there in the tissues, okay? I always tell something simple for my patients. Elevate the feet at night, okay, when you get home, when you're watching your favorite shows and when you're watching your news broadcasters. And it's not just about lifting the feet. I always tell my patients, toes above nose. You don't simply want to, okay, I'm sitting down, put the feet up. No, you must allow the feet to be above the heart in order for that fluid to not have to fight against gravity to actually go back to the heart, okay? So if it's always tell my patients, it's easier if you're laying down. That way you don't have to lift your feet as high. Because some of my patients, they come in and they have back problems and they've been in accidents. And, you know, they can't really get around like they used to. So if you're laying down, when you're watching your shows or you're reading, which I definitely love to do, and you prop the feet up on some pillows, okay? And so that will help. That's one very simple thing, in addition to getting around and moving and being active, that you want to get around and you actually want to move around. You know, one of the things I always see a lot of my beauticians and my people who are the postal workers, they come in and they're like, oh my God, my legs are swollen. I have these veins now that are popping out of the skin. You have to understand that when you're standing a lot, also in place, in one place, and you're moving, and that blood and that fluid is sitting there, it actually, because you're standing all day, 8 to 10 hours, then that fluid is having a hard time coming back up to the heart. So you will begin to swell, okay? That's another way that a lot of my patients start to swell as well. And I always tell them, hey, go and get some compression stockings over the counter. Something as simple as 10 to 15 millimeters of mercury in them, 15 to 20 millimeters of mercury in them will make a huge difference, okay, in the amount of swelling you have to your legs, okay? But understand, it all starts with that corazón, with the heart. And know that the healthier that you are, the less you start to have manifestations in your life as you mature. Now, on the flip side of that, as my mother always likes to say, keep living. Stuff you know that you didn't have starts to hurt. So understand, I do know that the wear and tear of the body is one that you just cannot prevent. However, we want to keep the body as healthy as possible in the state and the age that we are in, okay? So we talked about in the event that we have to differentiate between the arterial system and the venous system. You know, I've had a discussion on the show about peripheral arterial disease previously, okay? Now, we talk about the heart, but when you talk about peripheral, you talk about both either the legs or the feet. And when we also discussed about the arterial system, and that system brings fluid and or actually blood from the heart to the actual legs or arms or fingers, okay? And so when you have a patient that goes in, they get diagnosed with peripheral arterial disease, that means that that is actually the actual meaning of that word or that phrase. We talked about how, you know, you can obtain plaques in the actual arteries and venous system from just the buildup of high fats foods that we like to eat here. You know, I made mention of it's Mardi Gras season and you get your king cakes with the baby in it. And so understand those things that if you enjoy them once or twice, I'm okay with that. However, if we get the king cake every day, then that may be a problem. So the plaques that build up in the actual arterial system takes this vessel and it makes it much smaller. So not only is that heart that we have to talk about, it keeps pumping, more in order to get that fluid across a narrower space. And so it will continue to build up. And so that's how some of my patients end up with the high blood pressure because of that reason. We talked about some of the things that you can do in order to alleviate this buildup. I can tell you a lot of things that I do in my office, I get x-rays first for a lot of the aches and pains that come into our doors. And when I get x-rays, which I do on pretty much all of my patients, even my diabetics, they come in, I'm like, okay, we want to get some x-rays because I need to see the bone structure. Now, if I take an x-ray and I actually can see the vessels on your x-ray, that is not normal, okay? And so understand those vessels should not even show up on an x-ray. And when they do, it's because there is a deposition or deposit of calcium. And that calcium, because it gets hard and thick, then allows those vessels to show up on an x-ray. I should only be able to see your bone. And so understand, if I can only see bone on x-ray and then I can see your vessels, that means that those arterial, that are those arteries, they're not hard. Which means that that fluid structure that is able to move and pump blood, it can't do that anymore. It is stiff. And so what happens is that fluid or that blood cannot get to the areas of concern and provide it with nourishment and oxygen as it, all of those structures that we need. And when that occurs, I have to say, well, man, we need to make sure that we monitor. You don't want to get any aches, any openings, any bubbles, any cuts. Because what happens is you run the risk of if you get a small cut or opening, that it won't heal. Because when it won't heal, that means you're not getting the blood flow you need to the area. So that area that turned into a small, that was a small blister initially, it never heals. And as a result, then it stays open. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it never heals. And so then when you walk into the office, and I'll always like to touch on a previous topic that we discussed, was gangrene. Gangrene, a lot of patients think they may have gangrene, and we differentiated between some of the things on a previous show that we discussed, is that gangrene, all it is a lack of blood flow. But then when you walk into the emergency room or your healthcare professional, so you're trying to get some antibiotics because they like to put you on antibiotics, and even including myself. So how are the antibiotics supposed to get to the area of concern if you don't have the blood flow? So then what happens is that the area that we're attempting to help and cure and get better, those actual antibiotics are not even getting to the area of concern at 100%. So understand that the cholesterol and the plaques and the buildup, that essentially it prevents that actual fluid motion that those vessels are supposed to have. So we talked about, I know that Dr. Levine recently just talked about also DVTs, okay? And a DVT is essentially a clot in the actual lower extremity. And I can tell you, there have been patients who I don't think would get clots, and they end up getting a clot. And I can tell you, because I'm a surgeon and because I do a ton of surgery, that is always in the back of my mind when I take a patient to the operating room, okay? Now, we talked about from the heart. So that blood flow comes from the heart, it's pumped, it goes in the arteries, and then on that return, then that fluid and that blood goes back up to the heart through the veins. And one of the ways that those that area becomes a problem is you can actually have a likelihood of getting a DVT. And that DVT comes and they walk into my office or really hobble into the office because a lot of times the calf muscle gets so swollen. It hurts so bad. Because that blood that should be back up to the heart is now sitting there in the actual vein. And when I talk about that is some severe pain that patients have, it is very painful. So you want to get to your emergency room in the event that you have any pain in the calf, especially one versus the other, where if you touch it or it's really red and swollen, that they can do an ultrasound, they can do imaging to actually visualize those areas. But in knowing that, as I said, surgery, I mean, because I am a surgeon, and I always think about that. Patients who I never thought would get a DVT, my children or my teenagers who are on birth control, more prone to get a DVT. My patients who are heavier, who the vessels are trying to move, but there's just so much an accumulation of additional tissue and fat cells that fluid actually sits and pools, okay? And anytime you have surgery, I tell my patients, it can be very traumatic to the body. And when you're attempting to heal that area, blood goes to that area to try to provide it with the adequate healing environment. Now, understand that blood must get back to the heart, and that occurs through the venous system. Now, there's one obviously issue with the DVT, but understand on the other end, there are situations where now you have what's called lymphedema, okay? And the lymphedema is just a fancy word for that actual area, the lymph system, as well as the venous system. That fluid, it sits, and it just sits and sits and sits. And you have to understand, there have been patients I have seen who come into my office who the fluid is just running. I mean, it's literally pouring out of their skin. Because at one point, you have to understand, the swelling occurs, but the body can only expand so much. It is a closed cavity. And when that occurs, once it expands to its maximum capacity, that skin gets really, really, really tight and taut, okay? Almost like a balloon that just can't go any further. And then what happens is you start to have so much pain, so much numbness because the nerves are getting compressed. And then you can't walk around because the legs are so heavy. And then if you get some sort of, you just slightly rub it, you can get an opening or a nick because there's just so much accumulation of fluid in the actual lower extremity. And then what happens is that when that fluid, it just breaches its maximum capacity, it starts to pour out. I can remember in my training, I had patients who would come in and they would have to drive around in their car with garbage bags in the car because their fluid would just continue to run out so excessively from the legs, and it would just pour, that even when them simply walking, they have to have something around the leg to catch all of that fluid. A lot of times, these patients are severely overweight. Sometimes it can be one happen before the other. The leg swelling started, so they can't get up and move, and so now they're more sedentary, okay? And so then it just continues this cycle of inactivity. Sometimes it could be because of other chronic conditions that they may have, cancer patients, people who've been on chemo. But understand some of the simple things that we discuss: elevation, just toes above nose at all times if you have any of these conditions. Sometimes you can actually go to the wound care specialist or even come into my office, and we like to put compressive dressings on these areas because when the legs swell like that, and any brush up against it, any touch, sometimes will cause that skin to just peel right off, almost like a tomato. If you try to cut a tomato, the skin just comes right off. And what will happen is then that there's an opening, and there's wounds, and then they start to smell, and it's just a bad issue. And so I understand that then when you come in, we have to start putting all these dressings on you that you have to wear all the time. And then you get these wounds, and it's just a bad process all the way around because it affects your life. It affects your lifestyle. And it takes a very long time for those to heal. So, is it break? We need a break? Okay. The producer's telling us we need a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on News Talk 560 KLVI. To join the conversation, call 896-KLVI or 800-330-KLVI.
And good morning. This is the last segment. It is always so much fun coming up here. Both Dr. Levine and I love what we do. We're passionate about what we do. I always tell my patients, it's never work for me. I can always keep going and keep doing it, sometimes to my own detriment. But we have about 4 minutes left of the show. And if you still have any questions, please don't hesitate to call. I will try to attempt to answer as to the best of my ability. Once again, it is Valentine's Day. It is All-Star Weekend. I think it's also Fashion Week. So New York is the place to be right now. And anybody who's been to New York, which I've been so many times, knows that it's a poppin' city and it's a good place to be where things are happening right now. You know, obviously I stated on the show previously, do something you love with the person you love, do something you love with yourself, and do something that will help your body stay heart healthy, which is the topic of our conversation today here on KLVI, is that keeping your heart healthy and some of the things that can result from actually not doing those things. You know, all the things that we discuss, for example, the actual high blood pressure, the accumulation of fluid in areas because that pressure just continues to pump and pump and pump. You know, some of the things that we can do that are very, very simple to get around and keep our heart pumping. In true fashion, as I stated earlier in the show, I stood the whole show to keep my heart pumping and racing. And so it provides me with the ability to keep walking around and moving. And, you know, as for yourself, you know, while you're at work, if you have a sedentary job, take your lunch break, go out and walk for 30 minutes. So a lot of times we do that in our office. The girls will go and take 30 minutes of their lunch break and go and walk, and they'll chat and you'll decompress and you get your heart rate up, and you'd be surprised just the pheromones, you know, just the hormones that, not pheromones, hormones that are produced and released in your body. And you come back with fresh and ready to work and you're excited. And, you know, it's almost, I can't even explain that feeling you get after you go take a run. And just know that, you know, the more you do right now, the less and the more your body will love you later. You can be healthy, you can be around for your family. They're not in the hospital, you know, concerned you having a heart attack or a stroke. And because that's very, very, very traumatic time where, you know, doctors are coming in, nurses, and we got to put them on this. And it's just, you just don't want to be in that situation. And I can tell you, especially with the insurance right now, I mean, the amount of money you're having to come out of pocket in order to pay for our lifestyle and our choices. So please, please take a moment to make some small changes in your life to be very heart healthy. Keep your heart pumping. Keep high blood pressure, your blood pressure actually down. There's so many ways you can check it. Buy a system for yourself. Go into any of the grocery stores and take your blood pressure. And, you know, keep, go with your family. Have your family come and, you know, hold them responsible and y'all hold each other responsible. After your meals, go out and take a short walk or a brisk walk. Just get moving. Your body will thank you later. You'll start to look better. Your clothes will start to fit better. And you'll have a very longer, healthier lifestyle. So as we're going to come to the end of our show, we'd like to thank all of our listeners. Anybody who comes and calls weekly with Dr. Levine, we want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. Happy Mardi Gras. Le bon temps roulé is like we like to say here. And we want to have a wonderful week and a wonderful Saturday. You all be blessed.
You have been listening to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on News Talk 560 KLVI. If you would like to contact Dr. Levine's office, call 347-3621. That's 347-3621. And thanks for listening to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on News Talk 560 KLVI and on KLVI.com. We'll see you next week.